Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
Diners at Cava Mesa learned that there is such thing as too much cheese when four flaming cheese dishes set off the sprinkler system at the restaurant.
You showed us the video yesterday. I don't know how they could not have known this was going to happen.
About a dozen international colleagues from Oath, a digital media company, were having dinner when they were enjoying the restaurant's Saganaki, which is the flaming cheese. They were among the last tables in the restaurant when they placed an order for four of the cheese dishes. Matt Gillis, vice president and publisher from the platforms at Oath, said, "We originally ordered four. It was an incredible show. They tasted amazing, so we doubled down and we ordered another four." And a video by them, actually by another guest who was there in the group, shows servers igniting the four skillets at once. Seconds later, a sprinkler directly overhead unleashes a torrent of water, dousing the flames and the servers.
It looks like it first sprays out that powder, right? Or is that water right from the get-go?
I think that one was just a sprinkler.
Okay.
Yeah. Saganaki is the most popular dish at Cava Mesa. The restaurant, which has also several locations in the Washington, D.C. area, specializes in Greek-inspired small plates. Now, in the 12 years since they opened its original location, they've never had that happen
before. Never had it. And they would go...
They've been doing it for a long, long time.
At any point, had someone ordered four of the dishes at once?
That I don't know.
That might have been the issue. You bring out one, perhaps that's not a problem. But they have four of them, and the flames are large. Yeah.
They go all over the ceiling. Despite damaging a printer and a phone at Cava Mesa, the restaurant replaced our items, and they were open for business by the next day. So they cleaned it all up. Gilberto Escamilla was sentenced to 50 years in prison. This is a follow-up story.
All right.
For stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas over the course of a decade.
$1.2 million in fajitas.
And sentenced for 50 years.
50 years. That's the usual fajita theft sentence.
Escamilla, a former employee at the Cameron County Juvenile Detention Center in Texas, had taken delivery of the food in spite of the fact that the minor inmates are not served fajitas.
Do they say where he's going to be serving time? Because rumor is he's going to be in the same jail with the Churro Bandit.
Oh, no. Authorities were alerted to Escamilla's behavior when the Labatt Food Service driver phoned ahead of the detention center's kitchen to confirm the delivery of 800 pounds of fajitas. The kitchen worker who answered the phone informed the driver that they don't serve fajitas, and the driver then let it slip that he had been delivering fajitas there for 9 years.
Wow.
But police found the packages of the stolen food in the refrigerator when they searched Escamilla's home. He admitted as part of his plea deal that he had taken the fajitas and delivered them to his own customers. He said it was selfish. It started small and it got bigger and out of control. I got to the point where I couldn't control it anymore.
So a plea deal yielded a 50-year sentence.
Yeah. They claimed, the district attorney claimed in this case, that it stood out from the other theft cases he had prosecuted, with the total amount stolen reaching a staggering $1.25 million. They requested the 50-year sentence, saying that the theft should never be tolerated, but that it was especially egregious when it was perpetrated by a public servant. So 50 years.
50 years for fajitas.
What are you in for?
Fajitas.
Fajitas.
I'm in for chimichangas.
I love this story. A Florida man was arrested yesterday after allegedly striking his boyfriend in the head with a Big Mouth Billy Bass.
A big
Billy Bass.
The novelty singing fish. Officers were called to a residence in connection with a reported domestic battery. Upon arriving at the home, cops found Larry Timmerman with a laceration on his head.
Ow.
An injury the victim said was caused by a Big Mouth Billy Bass thrown by Gregory Carney. In interviews, cops determined that the men had been domestic partners for 17 years and they had been quarreling earlier in the day.
I was originally attracted to him because of his Big Mouth Billy Bass.
At one point, Carney went into the den and began playing with his singing fish.
I'm going to go play with my fish.
Timmerman said that Carney continued doing this to, quote, just to aggravate
him. Oh, yeah,
him.
Just run away. Go run to your fish.
After having to endure several Big Mouth Billy Bass performances.
Well, I'm going to get my Billy Bob teeth.
Timmerman removed the singing fish from the room and placed it in the trash. When Carney discovered the novelty item was missing from the den, he asked Timmerman on its whereabouts.
Where's my fish?
When Timmerman responded that Billy Bass
where is my fish?
How do you get that high?
Where is my fish? It was right here.
When Timmerman responded that Billy Bass was...
You can see the silhouette. It was right there.
Can you do that with the reverb on? When Timmerman responded...
You are such a bitch!
...that Billy Bass was now in the trash, Carney became angry. Carney then fished the singing fish from the garbage and threw it at his boyfriend.
Wait, where's that singing coming from?
The item struck Timmerman in the head, causing a laceration. Carney admitted throwing the singing fish, but said that I did not aim for Larry and struck him in the head on accident.
He was aiming for Shemp.
Carney was subsequently arrested for domestic battery. Timmerman declined medical treatment for his injury.
Man, you know, you don't want police responding to any domestic situation, but when it's one involving a big mouth Billy Bass,
that's pretty fun.
Yeah,
you would have been. Yeah, I think you would have had a story to tell.
It's a story.
One.
Yeah.
And then finally, one more. A woman was jailed Wednesday for leaving her two children at home alone while she was intoxicated dancing on a bar at a Texas Applebee's. Priscilla Marisol funny, Flores. I know, but she was dancing on a bar at Applebee's.
And there's Debbie. She comes by when she abandons her children.
Priscilla Flores was charged with two counts of child abandonment with intent to return. She was also cited for public intoxication. Now, at 1 a.m., police officers responded to the Applebee's for a report of a disturbance. Police said that an intoxicated woman was dancing on top of the bar. The woman's identified as Flores. She was incoherent, had bloodshot eyes, and could not balance herself. She allegedly became belligerent toward the officers and cursed at them. Officers said they found out that Flores lived at a nearby apartment complex. There, officers said they discovered two children, both 12 years old, asleep in separate rooms with no adult supervision. Aww. Yeah.
When you get, like, regular bar drunk at an Applebee's.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I had a cousin who got, like, so drunk at an Applebee's that somebody had to go and pick her up. Like, she called and she was like, I didn't plan on doing this. I can't drive home. And we were like, you're at Applebee's.
It's like getting wasted at Fuddruckers.
Yeah, isn't it expensive, though?
Are they?
Yeah. You mean their cocktails?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe she was doing
some cheap... I'm at Denny's and I'm wasted.
Cheap shots. I don't know. Police said that they took her to headquarters to book her. No, I don't think Applebee's is expensive. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be cheap,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think that's why.
I just always assume that those places, the bar...
Yeah, that flair doesn't buy itself.
...was expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe they... Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A high school student who used a racist sign to ask his girlfriend to prom is getting a bit of a backlash.
Hmm.
Noah Crowley, 18 years old, who goes to Riverview High School in Sarasota, held up a sign that read, "If I was black, I'd be picking cotton, but I'm white, so I'm picking you for prom."
Oh, my God.
I know. The recipient.
I read it like a couple times. I'm like, oh, and I searched to make sure that it was like a real story.
Yeah. The recipient of the promposal reportedly answered affirmatively with two heart eye emojis because this was posted on social media.
Of course.
And that's how this was presented to her.
Got to get the word out, right?
A photo of the teenager holding up the poster was shared to Snapchat, then screenshots circulated on Twitter, where many are calling it racist as F.
Oh, where do they see racist in that?
And asking for the teenager to be banned from the dance. What were you thinking?
Exactly.
You're an idiot.
And he apologized, and he said, I didn't mean for it to
be. Yeah, so this is what he said on social media. It was a completely joke.
It was a completely joke.
And it
went, that's maybe why the sign ended up the way it did.
And it went too far. After reading the text and Snapchats, I truly see how I have offended people, and I'm sorry.
I mean...
The school district said that neither the school's district nor Riverview High School condones or supports the message conveyed in the post. This incident remains an ongoing investigation, and any disciplinary action recommendation will be made accordingly. Parents also received a robocall from the school's acting principal informing them of the situation.
Wouldn't like a couldn't you have even said, if I was a florist, I'd be picking flowers?
Flowers, right? Something.
You know, when you're... Else. You know what? Jeez, that seems kind of wrong to write that. Let me go with something else.
Yeah. Well, by the way, a student in the district had noted it's not an isolated incident, writing on Facebook that Riverview has been going through, quote, a race war for the past couple of weeks. And Crowley was apparently unaware of the similar incident that went down in the South Florida region last year. That's when two white girls invited their black friend to a prom by holding up a cardboard sign reading, "You may be picking cotton, but we're picking you to go to prom with us."
Oh, wow.
The two students were suspended and then released. They released an apology through their parents, calling it an unfortunate inside joke that was never meant to be seen on social media.
And they're very fixated on cotton, aren't they?
Wow, man. It's, you know what? Down south, it's... there's a whole different level.
You'd be surprised, though, in the north, too. Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Well, and also, it's not just kids making these stupid mistakes. You heard about that, the Oklahoma City Thunder NBA broadcaster.
No.
Who said, this player's got to be out of his cotton picking mind. And
I didn't hear the actual, because cotton picking is an old default. You must, like, it's an old Southern thing, but it's, you know. Did you hear the actual broadcast? Do you think it had was it intended
to be
racist?
I don't think there was any malice meant. Right. But you got to think more than that.
You do. You do. Yeah.
If you go back to the origin of that, get your cotton picking hands off me. It means get your black hands off of me.
Right. Yeah.
So, but anyhow, this idiot. We'll see what ends up happening. An exotic species of tick that mysteriously appeared in New Jersey last year is now here to stay. The New Jersey Department of Agriculture announced Friday that the East Asian tick, also known as the longhorn tick or the bush tick,
yay,
which was discovered on one Hunterdon County farm last year, has survived the winter.
Because we don't have enough ticks.
Dude, and it's bizarre because it apparently creates, it swarms in...
Yay!
Last summer, a farmer walked into the Hunterdon County health official covered in thousands of the ticks.
Oh my God.
After she was shearing a 12-year-old Icelandic sheep, experts were called in to identify the tick, which was not previously known to exist in the United States. The Department of Agriculture says it still does not know how the tick made its way to New Jersey.
And they swarm. How wonderful.
When the incident was first reported, steps were taken to eradicate the insect from the farm by using a chemical wash on the sheep to remove the tall grass.
It's like explosive hookers.
Where they are known to dwell. The exact location of the farm, the identity of the sheep farmer is being withheld by the New Jersey Department of Agriculture. Although the ticks are known to carry diseases such as spotted fever, rickettsioses, and other parts of the world, tests performed in the ticks and the farm animals were negative for diseases. Officials are working together to eliminate the ticks and stop them from spreading. The ticks are known to swarm and infest deer and animals other than sheep, so the department is warning that it has potential to infect other North American wildlife species. Then, by the way, the ticks reproduce asexually by cloning themselves, and just one of them is capable of laying thousands of eggs.
I'm sorry, but God, come on.
Oh, God.
You know, it's...
what were you thinking?
It is messed up. So, they're in Jersey.
Yay.
A woman aboard a Delta flight was arrested for misdemeanor assault after reportedly attacking an air marshal and disrupting a flight from London to Salt Lake City. Sarah Beach allegedly poured coffee on several passengers, knocked over a drink cart, and then ran up and down the aisle. Well, after that chaos took place, she was requested to sit next to an air marshal seated in the back of the plane. Beach was initially cooperative, but after a trip back from the bathroom, she reportedly approached the air marshal from behind, jumped on his back while grabbing his head, neck, and jawline.
Were we doing drugs? Is that the issue?
It's unclear what motivated the passenger's action, so a second air marshal who was on the plane pulled her off of the other air marshal and put her in handcuffs for the remainder of the flight.
What a raving lunatic.
She just went absolutely crazy. Yeah. On air marshals. That's insane. All right, and then one last story, and this one is an airline story as well. A free airline snack wound up costing one woman $500. Crystal Tadlock says a Delta flight attendant gave her an apple toward the end of her flight from Paris. She took the piece of fruit and put it in her carry-on bag. When she went through customs, an agent pulled out the apple in a plastic pouch from Delta. And she said he had asked me if my trip to France was expensive. And I said, well, yeah. And I didn't understand why he was asking the question. And he said, it's about to get a whole lot more expensive after I charge you $500. Tadlock says Delta should not have given out the apples or at least warned passengers not to take them off the plane.
Right. You figure you're now in that environment. You're within the system. They've given you an apple.
Yeah.
They should warn you that it's not going to pass through customs.
Yeah, you didn't take it per se,
right,
out of the country, into the airport, onto the plane.
You were given it on the plane.
In a statement, Delta would only say they encourage customers to follow U.S. Customs and Border Protection protocols.
No, they don't. They're all willy-nilly with their apples.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.